Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
It's all going down at the Boss Bonds, best of the best in the grudge game, Thunder Valley Dragway Race, Saturday, April 19th, 2014, Easter weekend. Boss says, get out them bushes, North Carolina. That's right. For the $2,000 28-29 shootout and Grudge Inc. belt, free entry. The S10 shootout for the Grudge Inc. belt. The Hammer versus Giganter for the GRF back half belt. And all-out racing featuring Primetime, Tony Wright, Gigantor, and many more. It's all going down at the Boss Bonds, best of the best in the grudge game, Thunder Valley Dragway Race. Saturday, April 19th, 2014. Admissions $20. Kids 10 and under free. And doors open at 10 a.m. 1505 Old Lowry Road in Red Springs, North Carolina. Don't forget the Grudge Inc. Pro Mod belt. It's on the line featuring the Bad Boy Club. Shouts out to Lil Carly, Uncle Bobby, Kenny Wynn, Jamie Oxidon, Eddie Key, Anthony Williams, Marvin Jones, Cleveland Oxidon, and Lester Cooper. Just in case of rain, the rescheduled date is Sunday, April 20th, for Tony Bond's best of the best in the grudge game, Thunder Valley Dragway Race in Red Springs, North Carolina. For more info, log on to newthundervalleydragway.com or call Tony at 706-373-2646.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another great Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Show. Hope everybody's doing fine out there. Coming off another great weekend of grudge racing this weekend. Hey, you know, a lot of action trying to jump off, man. And with nice weather, good weekend of racing. A lot of people brought action to the game. We're going to talk about some of that stuff tonight. We are also going to talk about, you know, is the grudge game changing and what's some of the problems in the grudge game? See, can we make some sense out of some stuff? It's all about what we like to do, have fun, and make action. Just want to bring that up and just see how people think about it. See what we can do to try to help it out. Are we helping it or are we hurting it? So we're going to talk about some things tonight. But once again, man, we just want to know, Atomic Dog fans and followers and racers, all around, from me to you, appreciate y'all coming out, supporting the event, appreciate the racers coming out, making a bunch of action. We're going to talk about some of that tonight. We're going to give some accolades to some people that participated and did their thing, the ones that came out and watched and had fun. I think that's what it's all about. But before we get off into all of that, I want to see if we got Ernie on here. See what's going on.
Hey, Tracy, what's happening this evening?
What's going on, Ernie?
Man, I tell you what. Ed, you can tell racing season has got started. We are snowed under, doing everything we can do to get it out the door. It's been great. And I want to appreciate the response from the guys from in Texas and Louisiana, Mississippi that have called in that listened to the show. I appreciate y'all calling, and glad I can help you with your tune-ups.
I know that's right, Ernie. You'll be doing a great job over there.
Thank you, sir. I wanted to talk about some of the things tonight, and I don't know what – I guess it's the new car, new combination, and the track. This weekend, there was a couple of bad wrecks and one car on fire. And, you know, I know we want to get out there and run and enjoy the competition, But guys, you've got to make sure that your cars are ready to go down the track. You know, you've got to service them. You can't just take them out of the garage and figure you're going to run 200 miles an hour. Some of the guys up in Maryland this weekend were running 247 miles an hour in the quarter mile. I mean, these cars are flying today. So, you know, take time to service them and make them right. Also, you know, I'm going to kind of harp on diapers for these race cars. I think if it's in a show or if it's a grudge race or a booked-in event, I think every car there ought to have a diaper. If you go out there on a racetrack and you have three oil downs, it's over. Go home. It's going to take 5 or 6 hours to get the track cleaned up, you know, and just clean it time. And that's if you don't have somebody that gets transmission fluid or antifreeze on a track. You know, we've got to keep the track safe for the guy behind us. You know, if I keep it safe for him and he keeps it safe for the other guy, we're all going to have a lot better race, and maybe we can cut down on some of these accidents by keeping that trash out from underneath the tire. So, you know, that's the safety tip. In the tech, I'm getting a lot of calls on cars running rich where they're getting a spread in their nitrous to gas jet. Some as much as 12 numbers. Guys, if you've got a spread that's that far, you've got a problem, and it's probably going to be in your carburetor or in your nitrous flow going into the motor. That's the only reason you would have to have a 12-jet spread. It's telling you I've got too much fuel. Now, if it's a nitrous thing, you're trying to lean the motor out. So we want to make sure that the solenoids are operating. You know, take them apart. Look at the seats on them. You know, activate them for 15, 20 seconds. Just hold them on. Feel how hot they get. You know, your solenoids are going to get a little hot. They should be 105, 110 degrees. You know, that's warm, but that's not going to burn you. If you get a solenoid in 15, 20 seconds that you can't put your hand on and keep it there, you've got a coil that's going bad. The symptoms of that is the car will leave and then all of a sudden drop out of the big end, or you may get a piston. And the pistons caused the nitrous didn't go in the motor. The fuel did. You hammered the piston. So when you get a piston, you've got to go back and find out what caused it. Something caused it to fail. Pistons normally don't fail by themselves. The biggest failure is caused by a rich condition. And like I say, that's caused by carburetor jets being too big, your nitrous solenoid not flowing the nitrous through it that it should, or a nitrous solenoid that is failing during the run. This is stuff that can be checked out before you even get to the track. You go to our Ask Ernie Tech videos on YouTube, where I've got videos for taking the solenoids completely apart. They're extremely simple to work on. They've only got four parts for the whole solenoid. So it's not something that anybody should be afraid of taking it apart. When you take it apart, you clean it, put it back together. And when you take it apart, look at the piston. Make sure that the piston is clean, it doesn't have any tears in it, it's not swollen, you get one that looks like a guppy, then what's happened is that the seat has reacted to an additive in the fuel, and it's swollen up. You'll see this a lot of times when a gas piston is used on methanol. And some of these ethanol fuels are reacting to some of the bases. So if you do change fuels, make sure that you have the right fuel solenoid piston. It's not a problem here again to change that. Three or four minutes, you can change them. But you also want to change the piston and the seal. Both those can be affected by any of the ethanol and methanol fuels. Keep it clean, good connections. Keep your filters clean. If you don't have a nitrous filter, put one in there. It's the cheapest insurance you can buy. And like I said, if you've got any problems, give me a call. That's what I'm here for. You know, they call me the Professor of Steve. I'm willing to work with anybody, any equipment, and try to help you get your equipment running right. If you need parts, you know, we're CompuCard Nitrous Oxide Systems. We're the oldest nitrous company in the nation. You know, we've got the parts. We can help you with it. We can fix your parts. And, you know, we can check it out and see if you have a problem with your direct port systems. We can flow your equipment, anything you need. Give us a call, 1-800-648-7687. An easy number, 1-800-NITROUS, NITROUS. So I made it simple for you. Give me a call if you've got a problem, and we'll work it out for you. Tracy, I appreciate you having me on. Guys, y'all listen to me on the Ask Ernie Tech Show on Monday night, 6 o'clock Eastern Time. You know, we've always got something going on there, and we try to get manufacturers in to help us with the show. So if you've got something that you're interested in, or you may learn something, we've got a lot of racers put a lot of input into it, and it's open conversation. Like I say, that's Monday night on the Ask Ernie Tech Show. Tracy, I appreciate you having me on. Y'all have a good night, and I'll be listening to the show.
All right, appreciate that, Ernie. I'm still working on them bottles, Ernie. We had a shootout after that, but it just wasn't enough people for the shootout, so I'm still working on trying to give them nitrous bottles out. So quite sure we'll come up with something. We're going to talk about some of that stuff later on tonight, but I'm still working on that. I got the truck shoot out June 14th down in Temple, so we got one out down there along with the belt. So we got some lot of racing to do, so we're going to make good use of that. So we appreciate
it. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we do that, I've got some other stuff that I'm going to be getting with you on that you can use for your races. We're going to be giving you some 12-volt and 110-volt bottle heaters. You know, we're going to try to keep you with stuff going throughout the year on special occasions.
All right, Ernie, just give me a call. We'll talk about it. I appreciate that.
Tracy, I do appreciate it. Y'all have a good evening, guys. Like I said, you need me, give me a call. There's no stupid question. Period. You know, I've done this for 45 years. Sometimes I hear something I've never heard before, but there's no stupid question other than the one you don't ask. Y'all have a good evening, Tracy. Love you, man.
All right.
Y'all have a good show.
Okay, you too, Ernie. All right. Well, we're going to get off of this thing. It's an upcoming event. Somebody on there will announce an upcoming event. They can push one button this time, as you know. Time to go next race. I know we got a race. Next grudge race coming up, I believe we got one going down in May the 10th down there, Kennedale. One going on Kennedale, May the 10th. So, y'all mark your schedule for a Batman race down there. And also, Attica got a Memorial race coming up, I believe, somewhere around May the 26th. Those are the next two that's coming up that I know about.
about an atomic dog, little shootout at the river. Going to be coming up with some special things going on with that little track and try to make it big. That's going to be June the 14th. And as everybody know, with all the talk that's going around, what's happening, man, oh, man, oh, man, I cannot say enough about this event. It'll be the Grudge, Inc., World Grudge Nationals. When I tell you this event is being talked about everywhere, all across the country, people are talking about coming down to Texas and converging on the Texas soil for the Grudge, Inc., World Grudge Nationals. 25 different teams from around the country, man. I'm getting calls all the time, people talking about what they're going to do. It's just heating up. A lot of guys kind of sitting back, want to hold back, holding their cards a little bit, trying to make this special event because it's first time coming to Texas. And boy, oh boy, it's going to be a big show. Tell your folks about it. Tell your friends about it. Get your cards ready. It's going to have a fireworks show that Friday night. Going down, try to put a show on for the kids with the fireworks, and we're going to have some good locked-in action going on that Friday night. Turn around on that Saturday. Boy, oh boy, it's going to heat up better. We got a bike show going on with a lot of custom motorcycles, and we're going to have a street drag bike race. And later on that afternoon, man, we got Slim Thug coming down, going to do a small concert right there at the track. Man, it ought to be going off with a lot of action going on and people racing and going on and pro mod shootout and back half shootout. It's going to be going down, man. All I can tell you, if you're somebody in the world of grudge racing, you wouldn't want to miss this event. If you're out there up under my voice and can hear me, you wouldn't want to miss this event. The Grudge Inc. World Grudge Nationals is going to be the biggest grudge event in the United States 2014. Man, you don't want to miss it. Make your plans and be there. Hotels are filling up, guys. I'm going to let you know now. You got to remember, it's a holiday weekend. Prices start going through the roof. Make your plans. Call, get you some reservations. We got a couple of places online you can go look at. Try to get your rooms, man. But July the 4th and 5th, San Antonio Raceway, it will be going down. We want everybody to be there. Okay. Jerry, we got any hands up? Let me, guys, we got a lot of people calling, texting. The lines are backed up. They filled up. We're getting over flooded with Texas. It's going to be hard to try to get people on, so it's just one of those nights, man, when you get like that and you get a lot of people on, it's hard to try to accommodate everybody. We're going to do the best we can. Jerry, we got any hands up? Anybody got an announcement they want to make?
You've got a few hands up. You might want to mention what motorcycle club that is, since they are out of the San Antonio area. For Saturday night, the motorcycle guys?
Yeah, what's the name of it? Off the top of my head, I'm not really off my head. I don't remember you.
It's the Fly Riders.
Say it again.
The Fly Riders Motorcycle Club out of San Antonio. They'll be doing the bike show that weekend.
Yeah, they're going to be doing the bike show. We're going to giving out trophies and stuff, different classes, and the bikes. And guys got some very nice, unique bikes, man. I tell you what, when I say these guys got some nice bikes, man, you think about guys around here with some of these drag cars putting in excess over $80,000 to $100,000. These guys got them in some custom bikes, man, all different kinds of motorcycles. They got money and they got these things so fixed up and so fancy, man. They just, you turn your head looking at some of them. So we want everybody to come out and enjoy that. Well, if we ain't got no hand up talking about the show,
well,
I want to come
up here. Hold on just a second, Tracy. Little Mac, press the one button, please.
They know how to press the one button. We don't have to call them. We're going to keep on running through it. They know what to do when they want to talk, so we can't pull them out the bushes. Mac,
okay.
Mac know what to do.
There he goes.
Shot.
There he goes.
Mac, you know what to do when you come on. Sit, Mac. We ain't going to be cutting you out the bushes. Be shouting.
Man, I'm sorry, man. Hey, how you doing? Y'all showing the way. Hey, Tommy Dog. What's up, Miss Cheryl?
Not
hey,
much,
Mac.
Man. What's that?
Hey, man, I missed your show, man. I heard about it, but really I was there. I was on the phone keeping updates with everybody, so I hate I missed it, man. I really do. I'm just calling in to see if it's all right if I talk about our little customer appreciation day coming up this Saturday and what we're going to do. HCI guys, we're going to have a little barbecue, free barbecue, free drinks, everything free. Just come on up there, you know, show and shine, little contest going on. And the address there, so you guys who want to come out, 403 North Hampton, DeSoto, Texas. That gone Batman board, we put a flyer up on it. You know, we try to do this every year for the grudge races, and even the customers to come up to the shop just to show everybody, hey, we give back to the community. It ain't just about us, you know. We try to help the next man out.
All right, Matt. I mean, I came to that last year. Look, I had a nice little turnout. I had some nice vehicles going on out there. So, you know, hey, weather be good, man. Guys, y'all go out and support this.
Yeah, I mean, your sharing ain't got nothing to do. Y'all stomach start growling. Let y'all come over out and get y'all plate, you know. And, you know, if he's not only Houston and well, we can hear our voices. Come on out, man. Get your free plate and check out some cars and, you know, meet some of the Grizz races out of Dallas-Fort Worth, you know. And the upcoming New Grudge Race. But like I said, you know, we're just everything's free. We're just trying to do something to show the neighborhood and New Grudge Race, hey, we got y'all back. We ain't finished. We ain't out, you know, but we're just chilling right now. We're sitting in the bushes right now, but we're going to shake them pretty soon.
All right, anything else?
Well, I just want to appreciate y'all for that, and I'm going to push the one button, and I'll keep listening to the show.
Hang on now, Mac, because you're a person in this game that's been doing it for a minute. You know, when we get to the topic, we'd like to hear your opinion, to hear what you think about it. Your opinion.
I'm be sitting over in the bushes. You know, like I think Alex can use that famous word. I'm gonna sit over in these bushes and just listen right now.
All right. Okay. Oh, what we got next, sir?
Smooth, your mic is open.
Hey, everybody.
What up, Smooth?
What's going on with Tom Agnes?
Not much, man. I'm going to get down to my list, man, and talk about some of these guys that made action. You one of them that came down and got yourself a man and did your thing. So I'm going to go down the list and let everybody know guys who participated and how they came out. So I just hadn't got to my list. I'm looking at my list now. So what you got to say, bro?
Hey, man, first thought I'm seeing, you know, I enjoyed your little old showdown there, you know. I had a good time, and really I want to get to, the old boss man, Tony Bynes, you know. You know, they was calling me out last week on the BET show, you know. So I really told them that I was having a little trouble out of my car, so I guess they thought they had some soft when I came up there. Old boss man Bob wanted me straight off the trailer, you know. So I tried to tell him that I really didn't want to do it like that, but he insisted anyway, you understand me? So I had to give him what he wanted. He fucked around and stepped into some boo-boo, and I had to serve him, you understand? So I just wanted the world to know, you understand, nightmare, shut down. Tony Bynes tried to come to Texas with that Georgia shit, and it ain't working down here in Texas.
you definitely did your thing, man. Get up there. You did what you had to do. You came out victorious, man. So that's cool for you, man. So people that don't know you out that way, they get to see it on the video, because wherever Tony go and race, they people want to know how he done, and if you win or lose, they want to see it. So that's another thing on your belt that they gonna get to see you in action with him, because, you know, people be asking me, who is that? Who is that? You know, so making that win, that kind of helped people that don't know who you are that far away. You know, you see a lot of folks around here, and that's what I was talking to you and Cliff about the other day. A lot of folks around here, you know, they know who y'all are. Folks outside of here, you know, a lot of them, they don't. They be asking who, but, you know, hey, that win there, they at least going to get to see, you know, you in action, and that's a good thing, man. So hopefully, you know, we can get together on some things, man, where you guys can come up in the national rankings and make a presence to be known all across the country with being bringing action in one race. So, hey, man, I definitely appreciate you guys coming down to W.
Already.
It's like a rapper with all this money around. He lives, don't have to pay for it.
Well, I'm going to sit back in the queue, man. I'm just don't chill to somebody say, what's
jewelry? Your mama's stealing to the price. Come on,
man. Hold on. All right. Okay, I'm going to say it again. There's a lot of folks that can't get on the show. Guys, you got to just be patient. Having a few problems right now. She probably have a hard time. But, you know, the show fill up, and sometimes you fall off, somebody kick you off, just keep trying. But it is, she says it's full, and it jammed the lines up. So, you know, just got to be patient, man. We'll do the best we can and see if we can help you out. Hey, anybody else? Well, I'll go down this list and announce everybody who raced and stuff like that. We got anything else?
We got a couple more hands up. Doobie, your mic is open.
Good evening, everybody. I want to let you know, Trace, I had a good time, bro.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you coming from Louisiana, bro. Just based on the race, you're always a supporter. When I do some things to come out, and you came out, and you make action. You know, one of the guys on the list I was going to call out. Hey, win, lose, or draw, man. It's about making action. You know, you just wasn't as victorious tonight, but you did come out and make action, man, and I believe folks appreciate it. I mean, definitely, I know they do because I've been getting a lot of calls and a lot of thank yous, and, you know, man, it was a bunch of races, so we appreciate it.
All right, I'm going on mute, man.
When the topic comes up, you're another person to have a voice, man. You know, I just kind of like you speak on it and see what you talk. We're going to talk about something, what we can do to try to see about if this game changes, to change for the better or the worse. We want to just bring it up, put some stuff out there, man, see what folks think about it. Always try to see how you move on it. We're improving on it, hurting it, or what? We just want to kind of find out.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I can't tell who that is. Hold on. Somebody's talking about
mute,
that.
You already spoken. Your mic is open. Mute your mic.
Hey, T-Mac. No, that wasn't T-Mac. I'm still here.
I'm on mute.
Yeah, I see. I'm trying to find that noise. Okay, it had to have been smooth. First, you got one more hand up.
Okay, go ahead.
Batman, your mic is open.
Oh. What up, Ted? What's happening, man?
What up, man?
Man, every time I could get a pin down there, man, our family business, thank you, I ain't a miss it. But, man, y'all heard that. Man, I'm glad that a lot of Dallas guys came down there and booed with you, man, because a lot of guys for so many years never went down to HMP. And it doesn't matter who event it ever was, I want them to go down there and see the difference, because I know me and Lil' Tory, back in the day, we set the path for a lot of people to go down to Houston, man. And I remember people would never go down there, man, and I'm glad they went down there, experienced that, and had a good time, man, and then they had some action. Because if they didn't have action, they probably would never come back. But I'm glad they did have action. I'm glad you provided that, you know, that action form. You know what I'm saying? And, man, I appreciate that very much, man, because as a whole, we helped everybody out, man, in this grudge racing, trying to keep it together, man, and try to keep it going, man. But on another note, man, we got a May 10th, man, grudge explosion, man, happening, man. And like I said, you know, the Dallas versus Houston deal with the Batman is over. It's trying to make it happen, man. We got Birdman, and we got Junkin' High them locked in, man, the race on May 10th, man. And we got a lot of other good locked-in races that's happening, too, man. You don't want to miss this one, man. Actually, it's going to be a double-header weekend because it's never been done in the state of Texas. What is that? It's Pro Mod on Friday night and Grudge is on Saturday night. And then on Sunday night, we had Tests and Tunes, so we got 3 days of racing. And I guarantee you what, man, if you ain't had enough racing in one weekend, that weekend you really will. So be there. Like I tell everybody, man, it's going down. People steady locking in. You got a lot of cars from Houston coming down and from around the cities. And we got a big 580 thing that we're doing. For all you 580 guys that's coming in, man, we got a Dallas versus Houston and all surrounding cities. 580 class, man, is going to have a big trophy and a bunch of cash, man. So go to my badboysofTexasRacing.com, the website, or go to my website, and I guarantee you're going to see it posted on there. You're not going to miss this one, man. I promise you it's going to be a blast.
All right. Okay, man. All right. Anybody in the stream before I get to this? Anybody else?
No.
Okay.
Let me say this real quick, Tracy, in case you get other texts. Like you say, for some reason, for the last couple of weeks, it's been really hard to call people. So, you know, if somebody calls or texts, or if somebody on the show gets a call or a text saying that they can't get in, it's just and they want me to get them on, I'm having a real hard time calling out. I think what it is that I call so many people that it overloads the system. So, you know, I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is.
All right. All right, man. Like I say, it's just what it is. But we're going to move on and keep talking about what's going on. I'm going to kind of mention something about these folks, man. Like I say, this weekend, man, we was blessed with a nice, nice weekend of weather, man. As you see, Sunday weather wasn't so great, but God blessed us all with a great Saturday, man, for everybody who came out and participated in the grudge race this weekend, man. I tell you what, we had a lot of people stepping up and making action, man. I just want to read the names of people who participated in grudge races and made action, man. We had all I can come up with about 19, and there was some I probably missed, and if I don't call your name, it's not that I forgot you. I just couldn't remember all of them. But we had 19 that I can see that actually went down, man. Like you know, a nightmare came down and done their thing against Boss Bynes, man. I hear people complaining about this, but a race is a race. If you put your money up and you win, you won. You got to take it the way it falls. So ain't no excuses. You put your money up, you thought you could win. You brought your car how you set. You raced it how it set. He raced his how he set, and they won. And that's the end of that nightmare. Good job, man. Y'all knocked off Tony Bynes. Don't be surprised. He'll be back. But you did your job, man. We're proud of you. Another race that happened with Jermyn Giles and James Fuller, his black Mustang, you know, over Hater Shaker. They done their job. Also, Trouble Troy Jackson. Trouble Troy took on Jackson out of Mississippi. This is the first time I had got to meet Jackson personally. The guy comes on the show and talks about racing. He came down, and what did he do? He participated, and he raced and made action. I want to say appreciated Jackson coming down here from Mississippi. Also, man, Hater Shaker over John Metry in the electric car. That was one, man, people, I tell you what, that was one race people didn't know what to think or what to expect, because you really can't hear that electric car, and it just kind of looked kind of odd. You see a race car up, and you see a car that looked like it's just a regular old car. Boy, I tell you what, he gave Hater Shaker the hit, and Hater Shaker done his thing, you know, and got out there and was able to stay out there and stay victorious. And John Metric, man, you know, the guy was happy just to come down and participate in the show. That was his first time ever doing anything like that, but he said he got a little more in it, and he's going to be welcome to try it again. But we want to, you know, appreciate that them coming out doing their thing, man. Also, you got one of the first races of the night. It was Undertaker over 10-4. Them guys were going back and forth, man, on the phone about the race, him and Spanky and 10-4, and Reggie, and they finally got the race stipulated. They got to the track, and there was a little concern. Reggie come to me, you know, saying, man, that's not the car that we stipped. I said, Reggie, this is what y'all see it, so that's the way the race is. But at the end of the day, hey, he wanted the bad cap. Then they thought about it and said, hey, man, go ahead on. The hell with it. We locked it in. We going to do it. Lord and behold, 10-4 got up there. Reggie got up there. Reggie, them come out victorious. Hey, like I say, the fastest car don't always win. Something happened to 10-4's car, but that's all a part of grudge racing. When you get up there, you never going to know. You never know what's going to happen to that car. That was a prime example of the fastest car don't always win. But those guys went in the battle. They didn't back down, so I want to say we appreciate that to Reggie and 10-4 for doing their thing. Then also we had the Butler boys. The Butler boys seem like they own King B. The Butler boys seem like they have King B's number. One thing I learned about King B, and I've been talking to him a while lately, and King B, one thing about it, man, King B crew, they will try to make action. They know that they probably the underdog against the Butler boys. Boy, them guys, one day, please don't be surprised, King B and them going to run in front on some of these races. They took up Butler boys again. Hey, Butler boys did his thing, man. They went down, and Butler boys was victorious. We appreciate it, man. The fans enjoyed the race. Then moving on down, here we go again. D&D Racing, the group T-Mac and them out of Arkansas. And I didn't find out until later that was T-Mac's daddy. I tell you what, T-Mac's daddy is a pretty good smack talker. I tell you what, man, he was over there going head to head with our own Pretty Tony, who was 2013 Grudge Racer of the Year around here in Texas, man. Pretty Tony, hey, he a step up. Everybody know he'll race. T-Mac did their thing, the little truck from Arkansas. Got up there and got the back tire from Pretty Tony. Hey, they went down. Pretty Tony had some issues. But, again, a win is a win. Got to take your hats off to the Arkansas boy. They made action. Like, hey, them guys wasn't satisfied. Tony and them had some problem, him and Lorenzo. They had to do that race again. So the guys came over there with juggling back and forth about the money and stuff like that. But Tony had been a racer, knowing he wanted to race him and Lorenzo. They knew that they didn't get off the starting line. They want to try that race again. And what did T-Mac and them do? They got the money up, and he was going back and forth trying to raise the money. So they were just talking a lot of smack. I tell you what, T-Mac Dad is a good smack talker. If you ever haven't heard him, check him out. He's a pretty good smack talker. Got back up there. What happened again? It was Arkansas boys and that little S10 trucks night. Tony and them couldn't make the trip. Hey, another win for the T-Mac crew. A win is a win. And Grudge Racing, man, you take it when you get it. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than fast. Don't forget that. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than fast. So, hey, hats off to those guys. And then next coming up, that 9-on-1 Bad Boys coming down from Memphis, Tennessee. What they do, 9-on-1 Bad Boys, their first race was over Kenny Duke. Everybody knew that there was going to be a good race. A 9-on-1 Bad Boys. And that little Stang and Kenny Duke and that little Love truck, both of them were looking pretty good. Nobody know who was going to win. They pulled in the beans, man, both of them ready. And boy, oh boy, 901 Bad Boys took the win. Kenny Duke had trigger finger, let loose just a little too early. And the truck looked good going down there. We'd like to see that race again. The truck looked very good. But 901 Boys, hey, you can't turn the red light on and win. You got to give credit to 901 Bad Boys. They took it. Look forward to that race happening again another day. After that, 901 went through. 901 wasn't through. They won the race again. Everybody know 901 Bad Boys got national Grudge Races of the Year. So wherever they at a track near you, some kind of way, the 901 Bad Boys, they going to make a race. They going to find a way to make a race with somebody if they come to your track. So they went up against the Silver Mustang with Suitcase Them crew, and it was a turbo car. You don't find many cars that come from the East other than 901 Bad Boys and Tony Bynes them that actually lock up with a turbo car. Whatever reason, them guys made some kind of deal. They went to the line with the Silver turbo car out of Suitcase Them camp. 901 Bad Boys take the win again. We know the Silver Mustang didn't make the full trip, but that's Grudge Racing, fellas. A win is a win. It's who gets there first. That's the name of the game. So you got to take your hats off to 901 again. 901 Bad Boys, they wasn't through. They wanted to race some more. They were supposed to have been racing the Love truck. For some reason, my opinion, I feel like their glass man wanted to race, and I feel like my opinion that they feel like they going to race, but it's about the money. I personally feel like 901 Bad Boys, feel like the Duke Love truck might have been a tougher race for them. And they talked, they seen Glassman with Willie Bars on. They talked Glassman and taking his Willie Bars off his Mustang. They chose to put the Duke boys on hold. This was the third race for them this night. They said they're going to do Glassman and see how that come out. What happened again? Him and Glassman went up there, took his Willie Bars off. The little black Mustang out the 901 camp, and it's the Glassman. They got another win, so that was 3-0 for the 9-on-1 bad boys. And I tell you, I got to take my hats off to them. They came down, they raced, 3 wins that night. That event, 9-on-1 bad boys, was a grudge race the other night, going 3-0. So you got to take your hats off to them. It was a grudge race the other night for going 3-0. Donnie Boy over the Cavalcade truck. Donnie Boy came down. He always come and participate. The old truck looked good. We're going to be looking forward to seeing the Donnie Boy truck down in Templeton have that truck shootout. We like to see that truck down there in that shootout. So Donnie Boy was over the Cavalcade truck, and we hope he come to Temple with that truck. We want to see what these trucks can do, man, see if they can fight. Then again, you had Hayden Shaker over Skibo with Bloodline Racing. Hayden Shaker be talking a lot on the radio. Hey, but, man, well, you got to take your hats off to him because Hayden Shaker is making action. He ain't all tough. He will race. So you got to take your hats off to him. The guy's getting out there, and he's racing. He takes the win over Skibo. Then again, you had 10-4. Him and Spanky up again with the Iron Man. They're running the Iron Man G-Body, and 10-4 them takes the win on that race. And there's another big race that everybody was wondering what was going to happen. It was Tony Bynes and Kevin Cram. Kevin Cram got the 67 twin turbo Camaro. He was going to give Tony Bynes the hit. And everybody was wondering, is Tony going to burn him down? Is Kevin Cram going to catch him? Kevin Cram is a guy that you don't see much locking up a race on the grudge scene. But for some reason, I guess he heard something. He knew he was running Tony Bynes. He wanted to get in action. So he locked in. He gave the man the hit on the show. Got to the racetrack. I go over there to collect the DP. Kevin Cram came, checked the car out, and looked at Tony's car and said, man, I can't win. I can't win that race. They were locked up 5 on 2,000 or better. He said, I can't win that race. He paid the punk out. He paid the punk out. Tony Bynes, as you know, he won a race. He said, man, I don't care. I want to race Ty McDowell. I'm going to go over and just gamble with him and run him heads up. And here you go. A guy giving you the hit, and you're going to go back and run him heads up. So when they're up there doing their burnout again, people not knowing who to bet on, but they know Tony Poser got the hit. So everybody looking at that twin turbo Camaro and what happened. Tony Bynes takes off on him. Win Turbo Camaro can't catch him. People were surprised about that. Tony Bynes for the win on that race. Also that Friday night, you had Trigger Man. Trigger Man came down with a little streetcar Mustang. He ended up getting a race with a little streetcar Mustang, and he takes the win. So the racing was going all night, man. Then you come back. And as you know, everybody know Bushnell. Bushnell been beating on his chest all year long. Well, Bushnell stepped up. He had locked in with Tony Thorne and Will at a home of fast cars. Will was going in action, hadn't been in the much grudge race, but he's trying to get his feet raced and get up there. He just wasn't that lucky. Came in second that night. Bushnell goes down for the win over Will. But look, in the future, guys, I believe you'll see that car again. So you got to take your hats off to Bushnell and Will for bringing action. Then again, we got Glass Man and 10-4. Another good race. Glass Man and 10-4. It was going down. Glass Man takes the win over 10-4 on that one. Then we got my boy from Mississippi, old Doobie. Like I say, Doobie come down. He's running some red Mustang. Doobie trying to make action, like he say. He's trying to make action, but, hey, that night, Doobie came in second. The red Mustang takes the win. Troy wasn't through. Troy wants to run again, so Troy and Jackson. Jesse was up there. Trouble Troy. Takes the win over that one, man. All I can tell you, it was racing, man. You had John Metrick in the electric car over this big LS Lincoln, man. They just had to race. Them guys just wanted to race and be a part of the action. They came down. John Metrick, the electric car, took the win over Bobby's Lincoln. Man, all I can tell you, there was a lot of racing going on that night. People looked like they was having a good time. Man, I think that's what it's about, man. So my hat's off. All these guys that came down and participated and ran their cars and raced it and made action, that's what it's about, guys, coming, making action, doing what you love to do. So I appreciate it, man. If we got anybody on here want to comment on any one of those races, you can push the one button. If I left somebody's name out about a race that didn't race, I apologize. If you're on here, push the one button and tell the fans and the racers out here who you are and how you fared. Sharon, we got anybody?
King B, your mic is open.
Hey, King what's B. going on, Tracy?
What's happening, man?
What's going on, Tracy? Can you hear me?
I hear you. What's going on?
What's going on, Race World? Can you hear me, Tracy? Hold on, right quick. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I just want, you know, gives up on Barlon Wood. He got his win in this weekend. I had a little problem. A couple of minor problems. Car wasn't working too well, but it's all good. It was a good race down there, Tracy. You had a good race. Some good things going on down there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Appreciate y'all
and then, I'm ready to lock something in tonight. I got a 2018 tire. On a little Mustang. I'm ready to lock something in tonight.
Who you want to lock in tonight?
Man, I don't really know. Let me see. On them 28. I think I might need to try that dude Brandon, whatever his name is. Got that white Nova he's down here. He's on the line. I want him to get on. We can lock something in tonight. I got 28 on it. I'm ready to try anything.
You want to try anybody on 28?
I'll try anybody on 28. We can do it on a 10th when Dallas versus Houston comes down here. Anybody from out of town, anybody from Houston? Yep, King B on the line. I'm trying to shake up the bushes. I got 28, and I'm willing to try anybody on 28.
Anybody out there want to try King B? Push the 1 button. Hey, before I forget, anybody want to get... Get lock him in, push the 1 button, Sheriff. You see a hand, open the mic and let him talk to the man. But before I get too far, I don't want people to forget every grudge race that we have, there'll be a foot race. And Cowboy won 2 foot races. So them guys are beating on their chest saying they went 10-2 in Texas. I guess they got to count their foot races. Cowboy did win 2 foot races. So kudos to him, I guess. You got anybody that hand that went up to want to address King B on a 28?
T-Mac.
Okay, man.
Somebody
might come home. Go ahead. What are you saying?
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Cowboy wanted a foot race down there.
One time. Yeah, he won 2 races.
I can't get him to run me no more.
Well, hey, if you don't think you can win, you ain't going to get him to run.
You remember last time we did him in Hattiesburg? You remember that?
Hey, I can't say he wasn't going to run, because if you wasn't there, he couldn't run you. So you wasn't there.
We understand that. I don't think he won't be no more, though. I think you know that, too, though.
Yeah, I do. All right, hey, let me say something and put this topic out here, just so we can see where it goes. There's a lot of things happening in this grudge game, man. There's a lot of stuff going on, and you know the nice topic, man, is just about is the grudge game changing. Is the grudge game changing? And if so, is it changing for the better or for the worse? I just like to know what do folks think. Is the game changing for the better or for the race? And I'm speaking for all over. I talk to people all over the country when it comes to these grudge racing. I talk to people from state to state. And I hear the same stuff. Man, is the grudge world changing? Where is the grudge world going? And I'm going to say this. People race for money. People race for money. And we had people always talking about put money up. We had a 28-29 in shootout with $2,500 at stake. And not enough cars go for the money. 2-3 cars. All you get, man, you put money up and nobody go for the free money. And then sometimes people come back and cry
about, man, you know, I need the money, I run for the money, and there's free money out there. What's going on with that? What's going on with people when they won't take the free money? That's one thing. It's just a lot going on, man. I'm telling you, the conversation is trickling around the country with what's happening with the game. Is the game changing, and is it changing for the better or for the worse? And I just believe there's some things that we got to find some kind of common ground where this will make some sense before it get out of control, you know. So anybody have any opinion or have any thought or what they think about as far as the growth? It was a nice, very nice weekend. A lot of action went down and a lot of races went down this weekend. So, you know, hats off to everybody who made that action because a lot went down. But overall, and I'm speaking just from across the country with the conversation about the game, is it changing? Is it changing for the better or the worse? And that's just the question, as you like people speak on it. We're going to go to the lines and see how many hands out there sharing, see what we got, and see what they think about it.
Okay, I don't know if this person has a comment on that or on what King V said. Brandon, your mic is open.
Hey, Michelle, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Hey, Tracy, what's going on, man?
What's going on?
Hey, before I respond to King V, guess what I got? I don't know if you can get Pascal or Jolly Rancher on the phone.
Who's that with What you say again?
I don't know if you can get Pascal or Jolly Rancher on the phone, but July 5th, I want both any one of them. I want any one of them on July the 5th before I respond to King P.
On Jolly Rancher?
Bass Farm and Jolly Rancher. If they come to San Antonio, I want to look at them.
Who is this again now?
This is Brandon. Chin Racing. Yeah, Chin Racing.
Where are you from?
I'm from Dallas.
Chin Racing. Okay, Brandon. Okay. I'm gonna try to get Jolly Rancher, man. All
okay,
Bass Farm. Just
okay,
stand by.
Okay, that's cool. Now let me respond to King B. Hey, you still on the phone?
Hey, man, you know I'm on the phone. Buddy, what you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man? Talk to me. What are you trying to do?
I got a new car, man. I want to test it out on you.
You want to test one on me? Okay,
I got a new car. I want to test it out on you.
When you trying to test this car? Because I need to look at the car before I lock something.
Listen to me. It's stock suspension. You know, I'm not fucking. All I'm saying is I got a Mustang. Stock suspension on 28, and I want to do it with you on the 10, just for the fun.
Okay, well, let me tell you something right there. I got a Mustang on 28, stock suspension, small block. And we can do something on the 28th if that's what you want to do.
I ain't talking about you.
I don't mean the 28th. No, not the silver car. I got to bring the car. I'm bringing that probably in like 2 weeks. Small block Mustang, 28th, no balls, no nothing. I ain't going to get no balls. But goddamn, we can go car for car. If you want to get down, we can get down.
I really want to do it with you and your Nova, but you got something else on 28. We can make it fire. I really had a car in mind.
Yeah, I got a Mustang, 28, small block. We can lock in 300 on 1500 or better on May 10th.
We're going to lock in 500 on 2000.
I don't want to run for 2000. I said 1500. Don't try to big bet me. 300 on 1500 or better.
I ain't trying to big bet you. You told me I just ain't never made no bet with no 300 on 1500. That's why I think
we can lock in 500 on 1500 or better. May 10th, my little burgundy car against your car. It's a small block, correct?
Yeah, I got small block.
Okay. It don't matter how many kids on there. We can lock in 500. It's one kid. I ain't gonna fuck. We can lock in 500 on 1500 or better. May 10th. Small block, 28. Shit, run with your brung, goddamn. Man, I don't care how many cans on there. Run with your brung and we can make it happen, cuz.
It's locked in.
Okay. 500 on 1500, goddamn, we got a bet. You don't got to talk to me no more, Brad.
Hey, you know, man, you're going to see each other on the regular. I see you, buddy. I just wanted to get straight across the world.
Hey, man, I just heard about your half while ago. I started to blow the horn, goddamn.
Don't do that on her.
Hey, but we locked in, man. It ain't a thing.
Yeah. That's what I wanted to get. I just wanted to get it straight, man. You locked in. 28.
Courtesy,
boy. Good
life. Yeah, we good.
Courtesy, boy.
We flip on the lane. Hey, man, Pro Tree, we flip the lane so we race.
Flip the lane so we race.
Yeah, that's the bet.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, I ain't doing no trip.
All right, then. See y'all later. Race world.
All right.
Okay, that then. Okay, hey, back to this topic. Want to address that, see what folks think about it, see if they... Anybody, if you're not talking, can you please mute your mic? We got a lot of background noise, and the more mics we leave open, the more we're going to hear noise. So if you're not talking, mute your mic, and when you get ready to talk, you can push the one button, it'll take your hand down, push it, it'll bring it back up to the top, and we'll open it back up. Or you can just push it, mute your mic. Then you hear a child come off mute and find a spot. Okay,
Road Warrior, your mic is open.
Okay.
Alley Cat, your mic is open.
Yo, what's going on, Grudge World? How's everybody doing?
What up, Cat?
Hey, too much. Tracy, you had a great race, man. It was a lot of action going on. I ain't seen that much action in a while. Had a good time.
I just
want to announce the Memorial Day race coming up, May 25th, Sunday. It's going to be another exciting grudge race. We got your world-famous Willie Dog going to be in the house. We already got about 4 locked-in races already. And all you back-half cars out there, back-half, attention in the pit, back-half cars. It don't matter what you own. You own drag radios, you own slicks. As long as you're not on nothing bigger than a 33-10-5, we're going to have a back half shootout. We're going to have a free entry fee and a nice purse. So all these drag radio cars, these big tire cars, these small tire cars, you're welcome. It don't matter what size motor, because we're still going to be grudge racing, which is called heads-up racing. So we ain't going to be giving nothing. I need to see you. I already contacted some guys already, so we're going to have a hell of a show. We're going to have a 6-0 show. We're going to have a 7-0 show. We're going to have a 580 show. We got a lot going on, just like every year. It's going to be a hell of a show. And Tracy, that's about all. I'm going to sit back. I need to talk to Nightmare, and I need to talk to Peanut. Get them on the phone whenever you get a chance.
Both of them on here.
Nightmare. Well,
Peanut is on here.
Yo.
Hey, Peanut, holler at me, Peanut. Holler at me in the back.
That was cool right there.
Nightmare. Is it day? Are we locked in still?
Memorial Day. When is Memorial Day, man? Shit. Yeah.
May 25th.
Oh, shit. Let me get with my partner. Did he confirm? Did we confirm that?
Yeah. So, I don't know if I'm talking to Slick or if I'm talking to Clear.
Nah, you're talking to Smooth. You can't talk to nobody but Smooth and Clipper when it comes to setting up some races. Okay. All them other cats, no, they can't say a motherfucking thing about locking in shit. You hear me?
But they down
that's
with the
what
crew.
I'm talking
they can,
about, right?
They can put it together. They can set it. They can put it together. But we, me and Clipper got the co-sign off of it on it. You hear me?
Okay, I would. Well, Sheriff, how are they looking for you?
Yeah, yeah, okay. I've been ready. I come looking for you last week, but you weren't ready. You know
no, we already talked about that.
Okay, I've been saying, you know, you say you're waiting on me. Don't get on her and say you're waiting on me because I was in your hometown. You wasn't waiting on me. You understand?
Well, you know, I'm ready to lock it in. I'm
gonna let you know something on that 23rd. You know that's a ways away, but you know if everything happened right, you know we gonna dance. We damn sure gonna dance. Well, I owe you one. We damn sure gonna dance. You know.
All right. Peanut next.
Peanut.
How's that man in the VIP room after the show, man? Or either hit me tomorrow.
He's on here right now.
Too. What I just say, Miss Sharon?
What did I just say?
I just wanted to holler at him in the VIP room.
I don't have a VIP room. You.
Well, you see what I'm saying?
So,
all right.
Peanut's my
dessert. Let me ask you a question on the topic. I'm going to ask you a question about the topic. You hear what the topic is tonight?
Yeah.
Let me hear you speak on it.
In my opinion, grudge racing is not changing. That just that's just in y'all of y'all imagination. Grudge racing is not changing. We are still racing. We still grudging. All the difference is between this is we're not racing on the streets anymore. We racing at the racetrack. That's the only change that I see that has really happened. Smack talking been smack talking from 50 years ago, 100 years ago. So where is it really changing at? You know what I'm saying? We still gambling, and it's still cars. So I'm confused. Where is it changing at?
Okay.
Is it terminology? That they were sipping way back in the day. That they were watching them move. They were doing the clear back in the day. They were giving them the back tie back in the day. So where is it really changing at?
You don't see stuff that's happening in the grudge game. That when I say change, it means things are happening in the grudge game. Is it for the better or for the worse? Is it improving the grudge game or hurting it? You don't see any way that we can improve it, or you don't see anything that can hurt it.
Man, really, in my opinion, grudge racing in the last 5 or 6 years have took a turn for the better. We are doing something that's outrageous that a lot of other people say that we would never organize grudge racing. Grudge racing has been organized and we are doing it. So,
changing. Wait a minute, you're saying two things. I just want to make sure I hear you right. If it's starting to be more organized, then there's a change from the way it used to be.
The only change there is, to me, this is my opinion, like you always say, we're not racing on the streets anymore. We're racing at the racetrack. There has always been organization and negotiation about the money and how we're going to race. That has always been that way, and it's going to always be like that. We don't run.
Go ahead.
So I don't really see it changing. You know, all this still about the clear, all that old stuff. You know, give me the hit. That's old stuff. We've been doing that. So what is it really changing?
The way people want to race. Do you see the way people want to race today versus, say, 2-3 years ago?
It's the same people that came from fathers. Some people want to race. Some people claim they want to race, and some do really race. Some got a car just to say they got a car. So is that changing? I don't see the change. I could be wrong. But that's my opinion.
Yeah, that's your opinion. Okay. Okay, anybody, any other hands out there? Anybody else got any opinion, got something to say? You know, you hear, when I say a lot of talk, it happens time and time and time again, and you hear people saying, where's the game going? Why is it happening like this? I'm another prime example. I don't know if Pro Star Joe was on here tonight or not, but I heard this, and they went out in a text, and I understand it. Guys hollered again, they race for the money. And this is the case, and I'm going to say it because, you know, I heard him speak on it, and he had a race, and all together, I think it was a total of $10,000 to give away to the racers. When people say they're not giving the racers nothing, and you put free money up, and you got access to $10,000 out there, and you racers do it for the money, and nobody go for it. I mean, you know, I'm just wondering, what is the deal with that?
Hey, Tracy.
I'm speaking to people. What is the deal with that?
I can answer that for you, Tracy. I can answer that for you. It's very simple, man. A lot of these guys, like you said, that you put that money out there, some of these guys, man, I think what it is when it comes to that, man, most of these guys really don't really care about the money that's given out. You know what they really care about? Winning. Winning. Nobody wants to lose, and trust me, nobody wants their time exposed. Regardless of the fact if it is in the class race or not. What I'm trying to tell you is this, yeah, true enough, you give out money, I got money, Alicat give out money, but you see a lot of guys ain't getting that stuff because it's a secrecy, man. Grudge race is just like it always been. It's always been a secrecy. People hide their time. They don't care about nobody giving out money. They don't want nobody to know how fast they are.
Let me answer this, though. When, ain't no times. So
I'll say, what about the shootout that show no time?
They not no times, man. So how can you say that and there's no times?
Well, okay. Well, you're right. It ain't no times. But once again, how many guys you know that when they come to girls' races, they sit back and they watch and they look and they try to size up everybody? Before they even get a race, they don't even come off the trail. They don't even make a shakedown or none of that. They sit back and watch. Why? I can tell you why. Because they're trying to get at somebody. They want one pass, and they don't want nobody really to reveal how fast they really is. That is one of the problems right now. That's the reason why when you're talking about people giving away tens of thousands of dollars on trying to get into some kind of, backyard class or whatever, they don't want to be revealed in a certain way. And that's really what's happening. You know, it's always been a secrecy. Gradually, it's always been a secrecy. You know, people have always been all about times, and people don't make shakedowns, and they'll come off the trailer because they don't want to expose themselves like that. And like you said, it's just a weird thing, but, man, that's basically what it is.
But the same people, you see them racing. It's not like they come to the track and they don't race. Some of them guys come to the track and they make passes, three, four passes. You know, they might race one time, and some of them just make passes. So, you know, you can't necessarily say if a guy make a shakedown pass and he run the car the whole way, if you can judge cars pretty good, the people that can judge him pretty good can estimate, you know, a pretty good idea about how fast the person goes. So, I mean, I can't see that.
I mean, that's true, too.
So you got to go fast from time to time.
Well, that's true,
but
what you're saying, too.
You're saying
but,
money.
Mean,
I'm just the money.
But I've heard people say that many times, man. I mean, that's crazy to me that you're giving away money and people not getting in the class, or not getting in an event and not, you know, trying to win the money. But, man, that just seems like that's where it's been. You know, man, you know there's a bunch of cars out here that's flying that, you know, we know can get in the event and win it. But they won't. Because why? They don't want nobody to see how bad they really are.
Go ahead.
Doug, your mic is open.
Hey,
how you doing, Tracy?
Hey, what's up, Doug?
Oh, pretty good, man. I've been trying to make a few little hits up here. I've been to the track a couple times. I've still got some bugs in there, but I just tell you stuff right now. Only grudge racing I'm getting is over the telephone. I can't get a grudge race down here because these folks down here don't know what I'm talking about and say my tires are big and I got this car for motor and all that. So the grudge race game is only where I listen to it down there, but yeah, I'm tuning into the show every week, but the grudge racing is changing, though, the way I see it. You know, it's getting better because people get more familiar with the game as they listen to it. The cars are changing, and they, you know, the 28s and 29s are getting more popular than the big tire cars now. It used to be the 10.5s and the smaller the flag radio. So, you know, they get more confidence in their cars, and there's more small tire cars out there than there was big tire cars.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's not true. We always ran on small tires. Remember back in the day on the street? We always ran on big tires and small tires.
And then people start getting with the big tires when they start getting more horsepower.
That's just a fad. That's all racing really is, a fad.
Yeah. It's changed a little. Well, people betting more money, though, now, too, because they feel more confident in their car.
No, that's not true. Back in the day, they bid for tons of money back in the day. Right, Tracy?
Yeah, I think back in the day, actually, I personally think, well, some people, for the overall majority, I think back in the day, more money was bidded versus today for majority.
Yeah.
Now, you got some heavy hitters around here still that good, but for majority, I think it was more money back in the day than today.
Well, it's not really no big change. The change is very small. It's very small.
Exactly. That's my whole point. I mean, if you think about, if you go back to street racing, we didn't make passes. We came off the trailer. How many race cars made free passes on a public street back in the day? We came off the trailer. Now we at the track.
Because you didn't have time to get no passes because of the stipulations. Are you racing illegal?
But now we at the track, everybody want to make some shakedowns.
Yeah.
Shakedown ain't number showing out to me. Unload them, motherfuckers. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Hey, Undertaker, how you do it? Off the trailer, down I go on your ass. So come on, Taylor. I'm ready tonight. I'm ready for all these changes.
Alicat, yep. Peanut is on here for you.
Peanut.
Hello.
Peanut, we need to talk, man. Holler at me tonight, man. About some racing, man.
When y'all ready?
Well, shit, we fit to talk about it. We're going to talk about it off the air.
All right, well, y'all let me know.
All right, well, don't go to bed now. I know you're old, but don't go to bed too early.
Well, if y'all wait too late, I will be in the bed.
All right.
Hey, Tracy. Another thing on that topic, what you was talking about too, man, back in the day, it was only, you know, a couple of people fast, you know, back in the day, and everybody kind of respected that. Like now, man, everybody's fast now. So everybody being very careful of who they're fooling with, because I remember back in the day, big tires was the thing. You got small tires running just as fast as big tires now, and that's a shocker to a lot of people. I remember when you first dipped in your five, you thought you was really doing something. We thought we would never ever be able to see the fours or the threes. You know, you thought that never happened, but it's here. So I think it's just, you know, the competitors are getting real large now, and people are being very careful on who they pick and choose the race.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a little different animal now, man, and a lot of got to do with where you go, where you at. Like out this way, you know, you shoot out that this way. It's like you have them, I have them, Attica have them, and they don't bring a big group. You know, you go away from here, and they bring a lot of people, and they the same size tires, whether you have a back half, whether you have a 28, 29. So you know, where's the change? And then the people say, why you don't have nobody to make action? Hey, without a shoot, without some form, you know, you got some kind of class, like a 580 class, you throw in there a 70 class, you throw in there to try to help keep cars going down the track for the fans to see some good action while people get it on. You know, so you try to put that in there to help the fans, because you can't control the people that just want a straight up one-on-one that you don't have no control when they're going to do it. So we try to add to it. We try to use this tool to try to make the game better. And then at the end of the night, when you have some people that might want or two might have wanted to come to get in and don't have it, then, you know, you hear a complaint why they didn't have it. Well, you know, you got to understand, if you ain't got enough to make a good show, it's kind of hard to have it. You know what I mean? So, you know, we all are putting the money up for that, and sometimes, you know, we all don't get some bit of a dilemma that don't have a good camp in the shootout. So you wonder, hey, what is the change coming to? You know, this weekend, it was a great race without it. 19, 20 races went down. So, you know, hey, the fans had a good time. They saw it. So I'm just throwing it out here because you hear people around the world be talking different times about, man, why these folks won't do this? Why are they not doing this? I don't have the perfect answer for it. It's opinionated question, and we just put it out here to see what some of the folks who race, some of the fans who come to see, and just kind of saying, what is it? Is it changing for the better? Is it changing for the worse? What direction are we going? What is it going to take today to get some guys to come to a race? You know, guys say they grudge races. That means I got a grudge against you. I'm going to go race you. You know, I'm going to go race you. And so what is it going to take? Normally just take a call and a lock in, and I see you at the races. Things are changing to where it's sometimes taking a little bit more than that. It's doing that. Is it good for it? Is it bad for it? We know if you're traveling a long way, things are a little changed, things are a little different. If you want a person to come, you might do some things to help a person get a little fuel money, help them go because they're traveling for a long way. Is it changing locally? Is the game changing locally on some places? You hear people sometimes, you be 100 miles, you be 200 miles, and you hear stuff. So the deal is the game changing good or for the bad? Which direction is going? It's just a lot of talk going on, and it's just something you're just trying to, you know, just trying to put an understanding about it, trying to see our people overall, how they thinking about it. Sharon, we got any more hands up there? Anybody out there want to push one? I think I got a BET. Might have wanted to say something, but I can't see. So who's on here?
Hater Shaker, your mic is open, and I don't see BET. I'll call
you. Hey, what's up, Tracy?
What's happening, man?
All right, how you doing, Mr. Sharon?
Hey,
man, I'm great. Still kind of a little war. I say, man, that was an awesome show, man. I really enjoyed myself, man. My family enjoyed themselves, man. A lot of friends and relatives, man, came out, man. They were really excited about everything, and everything they did. Everybody did what they supposed to do, man, to my knowledge, you know what I'm saying? I mean, people showed up and showed out, you understand me? But a little thing I want to talk about, man, just a little something, you know. You reap what you sow. Let me repeat that again. You reap what you sow. You put out drama, you're going to get drama back. It is what it is. So sometimes you just got to take your medicine like a grown man. So you dished it out, now you got it up. But I'm out for that. But anyway, first of all, man, everything went good. But just to kind of reconfirm what you said about the electric car, man, he talked to me right before he left. He said he didn't have time to hang around or whatever. He wanted to try it again. So if you get out of them or whatever, man, once and ever he want to try it again, and I do mean once and ever, I don't mind pulling the plug on him again, you know.
You did your thing. You did your thing. Man, give it to you. You're supposed to take it. You won. At the end of the day, it's about racing, and everybody liked to win, and you won. What can you say, man?
Hey, Trey, is that
Hayden Shaker
on the phone? Hey, what's up,
Hayden Shaker? What's up, man? Who's
speaking with? Man, that's Batman. What's happening, man? I hate that I got a chance to miss that event. But I tell you what I like to do since you call me out. Hey, man, I like to call you out. And I'm going to tell you something on my event on May 10th down here.
Let me slow it down before you get out of control. First of all, you owe me an apology for not showing up in my damn city, you understand me?
Okay.
You know, now you're going to listen a day or two later to show up on the phone and get the right off at the mile. But go ahead, you want me to speak now.
This is the same thing that you did, though, so I'll tell you what I'm going to do, though. I want to pay your gas money to bring your shit down here. Let me bust your ass. How about that?
Well, I sure take that, sir. So where's the steps? What you got, back, man? I never seen that regular car yet. I just heard about it.
You said you had it like you never seen it, but when you called me out, you knew about it. So what I'm telling you, yes, money come here, let me bust your ass and send you back.
Man, what you gonna do? How you gonna do it? You gonna send it FedEx? Or you gonna goddamn me not? What you gonna do? PayPal? It don't make me no goddamn difference.
All I wanna do is get you to the other side.
Man, what?
But that ain't hard to do, sir. That ain't hard to do. Let me know if you want that.
Dan,
what? Yeah, I want that. If I'm mistaken, we did say that she was going to watch me get out of there, right?
No, I didn't watch you get to the other side.
Oh.
Dan, what?
Okay.
The mic open.
Yeah, the mic open.
Okay.
Got another
hand. Hold on.
Hey, Tracy, this is
BET. Hey, what's
up? Tracy, this is BET.
Yeah, what's happening, man? What's that, man?
What's going on with you?
Man?
Oh, everything good. Everything good. I came in a little bit late, I see a problem that you had down there. You had a damn good show, but the only problem I seen down there, wasn't enough heart down there. These guys got to go see the Wizard down there in Texas, man. Y'all got to go see the Wizard and get y'all some motherfucking courage. But the one that did step up and rate, I appreciate them stepping up to the plate and racing. But a lot of guys down there, man, we drew on. Same caliber car and everything. Even outclassed us, we threw on. We couldn't get a race from them. And Hater Shake on here beat the chest. You know, Hater Shake, he dumped us all day long, man.
Hold on a second. Hey, BET, you still on her?
Yeah, I'm on him. Who that?
Hey, no, this is Brandon, man. Hey, you say it ain't enough heart, man. Hey, if on July 5th or 6th, man, if you can get Fast Farm or Jolly Rancher on the phone, I'll log one of them in, and Big Jake looking for the other one. If you can get either one of them on the phone.
I think they're on the other show. I don't know.
Oh, they on Wheel of Dollars show?
I think they're on another show.
I'm trying to run them down now, man.
Who is that?
My name is Brandon, man. Yeah.
You the one guy on here
said
you looking for anybody on
28? I ain't saying I'm looking for anybody on 28, but I'm not running no big block. You know, I'm not no fool by far, BT.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I ain't a fool.
Excuse me, were you down at the weekend?
No, I was at work, man.
Okay.
Excuse me, Brandon. Big T.
Huh?
This Hater Shaker. Let me tell you something, boy. You get out here and say you got there, what's quicker thinking somebody go rob? You bring your ass over there with your drunk ass uncle, and y'all come over there bumping. All I said was, I got one kid, you got two. I said, make a fat, let me get out of there. You got church getting your ass over there with your little camera and your drunk ass uncle, and y'all wouldn't make a fat. So all I asked you,
hey,
was just make a fat.
What are you talking about making a fat, man? What are you talking about making a fat? Instead of hollering about the fucking break, man, you don't sit like us. You all ass up.
It was real simple.
You got
You know what I'm saying?
You had
to
make a break.
But you know what I'm saying? You had to get what's up with you.
I
had to talk with
it. We can't hear it. We don't understand a word y'all are saying. Both of you are talking at the same time.
Yeah, we can't hear you
talking for real. We can't understand nobody, man.
I can't understand it. Yeah, one of y'all are talking, and then y'all, we can make out what y'all are saying.
Okay, let me say it again, Chase. Let me speak first. This man asking for the break. This man got 29s on, we on 28. He got Willie balls, we on stock suspension. How is it fair? How is it fair for us to give him?
Hey, shaker. Let him talk. When he get through, he going to shut up and let you talk until we can clear this up.
I just want to know one thing. How is that a fair race? This man asking for the break. He on 29 ties. We're Willie Bob. We on 28 stop suspension. How is he asking me for the break to race me, man? How is that a fucking fair race? Okay, now explain that to me.
Break. That's all I feel. Let me get out of there. You can turn all your kicks on. That's all I see. It was real simple.
Okay, why would I do that, though? Why would you even ask for that and you outclassed
me? Why you didn't keep it moving? Just a size of goddamn focus. Why you didn't keep it moving?
What I'm saying is, We left you alone because we found out you ain't had no fucking heart. You a fucking crybaby. That's why we left you alone. Yeah. How many times you got there in our class, the motherfucker that you ran? You asking for the fucking break for every race you ran.
That's my point right there. All them cars out there, and you watching me.
Every one of them we draw on. Not just you, motherfucker.
Come on, didn't you get some land from somebody else?
We did. That's what we come to do.
Hold on. Y'all don't went on that enough. Let's get back to the topic. BET, let me ask you a question. Since you're on here, let's try to make some sense and see what your opinion. Do you see the grudge game today changing? So my problem's going on. You see it for the good or the worst? Do you see any change? Is the girls' game changing, your opinion today? Is it changing? You see it changing for good or
I'm going to tell you the good that I see. The good that I see is that we getting more people to start traveling. They starting to go places. They starting to leave their backyard. That's a good thing I see. That's first. Now, the bad thing I see, the guys want to pick people's car apart. You know what I'm saying? You know, they want to ask for a race, and they already outclassed somebody else. Now we came over there as a team. We drawed on everybody at the track, even cars that outclassed us, and we couldn't get a race. So the cars that fit us, we drawed on them, and they all asked for something. But I can't understand it. That's just in that area, in the Texas area. You know, other tracks we go to, we don't have that problem. We don't have that problem at all. But that's the worst thing that's happening right there. These guys want to pick each other's car apart instead of just getting out there, stepping up to the plate, grabbing their nuts, and go to war, man. You know, I think the wizard should be out of job right now because he ain't selling no goddamn courage out there in Texas. And a lot of them guys don't know how to race out there in Texas. Now, I've noticed that, you know, they don't know how to even do a lock-in. A guy offers you a race, and you ain't listening. You'll turn down the best race to take the worst race.
It's okay to do that.
You bring that little Chevy truck of yours out, you'll see if you can get a race. Nightmare.
I had a Chevy truck out there, and I couldn't get now. So what are you saying, man?
Cliff, your mic is open.
You mean
Cliff, your mic is open.
What is you saying, man? You beating on your chest because you outclassed the car that we had there, and you won, man. You won.
I ain't beating on my chest. You were beating on your chest then. What you going to do to me? So why can't I have the stage?
If the car had the guy hurt that we had for your ass, we'd have gapped you, man. We'd have fucking gapped you.
Okay, you bragging about this car. Like y'all about to be bragging your shit. You want to bring another man car. Let me go bring another man car. Bring your shit. This is my shit. I ain't going to borrow no motherfucking car.
You scared to fucking race, man, or something, man. What the fuck wrong with you? You want to race a car that's set like you, man. Don't you tell me.
I want to race you.
How your car set up, baby?
I want to race you.
Don't worry about what the fuck I got. Just worry about what the fuck I come with. That's what the fuck you do. Don't worry about what the fuck I got. Worry about what I bring to the fucking track.
So you say it like this. If me and you lock in, I ain't got to bring my motherfucking car long you racing me, right?
That's fucking fine. If I agree to that, then that's fine. If I agree to that, that's fine.
Okay.
No problem. Ain't no fucking problem. If I agree to that.
We gonna set something up for that, D. I got something for your punk ass. I got something for your ass, boy.
You scared, motherfucker. You can't do it. You can't do it by yourself. You got to go get some help.
I just did it by myself. You trying to go borrow another man's car, motherfucker. You can't do it
man,
by yourself.
Man, we had a back half car for you, man. The car broke. That's why we didn't bring the car. So you know how Tony Bynum,
Tony Bynum
want to run a household name.
Hey, man. Hey,
y'all
don't
fucking household name out there. Y'all ain't got a household name out there. That's why we ran y'all, man. That's why we ran y'all, because y'all are household name. You know, goddamn well, Tony Bynum wasn't going to goddamn it settle with just no one fucking race that day, man. No matter where he go, he's not going to do that.
Hey, man, how about
take
bring back up Tony Bynum? You brought up Tony Bynum. Tony Bynum, that's over with. I'm talking about what you got. Damn, Tony Bynum. We done already served Tony Bynum. I'm talking about
BET.
I got a camera that Mike. I run your film, your camera. You want to put cameras up against each other, you motherfucker? That's all down your own.
Yeah, y'all tuned in my show. I can't act a fool on Tracy's show. But y'all bring y'all motherfucking ass over here tomorrow night, you son of a bitch, you. I got something for you,
motherfucker.
Please enter your passcode, then press
pound. You bring your motherfucking ass over on my goddamn turf tomorrow, motherfucker. That's what
you know. You know I'm coming. I'm going to turn that son of a bitch out. You know I'm coming.
Bring your motherfucking ass on, then.
All right,
BC,
what's the number to the show?
So
we can make sure we get on it.
347-857-3373.
Please enter your passcode, then press pound.
347-857-3373.
Please
enter your passcode, then press pound. Okay, let's see if we got another hand on the topic. Let's see if we got another hand. Share, who we got?
Sorry, please try again later. Thank
okay,
you for calling. Goodbye.
Call.
Get on that. Yeah,
somebody's got a conversation going on in the background. Mute your phone, please.
Well,
Debo, your mic is open. Debo, your mic is open.
What's going on, Tracy and Miss Sharon? How y'all doing today?
Hey, hold on a second, Debo. Hold on. Debo, your mic is open. Flip, your mic is open. Pro Stock Joe, your mic is open. Now, go ahead, Debo.
Okay. I want to first I was starting this saying by Tracy, y'all put on a good show, man. We really enjoy. I brought my family, my team members with me. We really enjoyed ourselves, man. I'm gonna speak on that topic, Tracy, if I would. The thing going on with the Grudge Game, man. The Grudge Game, like Andy Cat and that other cat said, the Grudge Game ain't really changing what's changing is what just happened. You know what I'm saying? These guys are getting at each other. You know what I'm saying, about stuff. You got controversy about cars. You know what I'm saying, and I'm speaking on the Mr. Bynes and the Nightmare Race. Everybody crying and whining about that stuff. You know, but we didn't ask for that. We didn't go picking at them cats about racing them. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got up there. Y'all asked for that race. We got up there. We did that. We won. So man, take that ass whooping like a man. And try it again another goddamn day and quit all that whining, man. You know, because it ain't called for. That's what's changing the game. You know what I'm saying? If you ask for a whooping and you get it, then take that ass whooping like a man and then live to see another day and do it again, you know. And on that, you know what I'm saying, BT, man, you need to freeze out on all that madness, man, you talking about, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know, you talking about Boss Man, don't beg. We was at Crumble. You know what I'm saying? He did some begging. You're asking for something. Don't just try to flip it on Texas like we the only people ask for something. I personally don't ask for a damn thing. I just believe getting in the line, getting it on. But I ain't gonna get it on with no anybody. I ain't no fool.
So you said Tony, when Tony outclassed somebody, he asking for something?
No, I didn't. Did you hear what I just said, bro?
That's what I was saying, Debo. That's what I was saying.
Okay, if you
I
let me finish that, what I'm
saying to us, Carl, shouldn't have no reason to ask for anything. That's what I said.
Okay. Well, I understand that, but you said that the man don't ask for anything. He have asked for something. You know what I'm saying?
No,
you know, he
that ain't what I said, Steve-O.
You're damn right.
Okay, man, you did say something about it. You made a statement about the race, man. Talking about the man came over there trying to get action. He could have got action with somebody else. If there's nobody else want to give him action, why did he come over there messing with us?
Because y'all a household name. He don't want to race no nobody. He want to race somebody that knows somebody. That's what he
Okay, well, okay. Okay, but let me say it like this since you don't understand what I'm trying to say, BT. You know, you got some kids, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, when your kids do some fucked up shit at your house, you tell them to stop doing it, what the hell you do to them? You spank that ass. You know what I'm saying?
That's
all I'm trying to tell you now. You know what I'm saying?
That's all we need to hear. When I come back, don't run and hide. Don't go in the goddamn bushes, okay? Because I'm coming back sitting just like you now.
Okay, well, let me say this right here. I done said this on the show once before. And I'm going to say it one more time. Well, we grow up, bro, we ain't got no bushes. It's like we stay in the Delta. We ain't never hiding in no damn bushes. And you don't forget that and don't never say it to now one of G Money members. We ain't hiding from nobody, bro. And if you got action, bring it. Don't ask to take off nothing. What you see is what you get, bro. So don't ask for nothing. Don't be begging. If you want that car, get your ass up there and treat it like it's one of your kids. If you're going to spank our ass, we're going to spank yours, bro. And that's what that is.
That's right, Debo. That's right. So next time I come, make sure you have your shit there so I can spank your ass like one of my motherfucking kids. Okay?
Boy, you know what? Don't. You know, when kids grow up and they start, you know, when they get like men, when little boys get 17, 18, when they go to smelling themselves and they get that third little shot, don't act
you
like that, bro.
You knock their motherfucking ass out then. You knocked that motherfucker's ass out. You got
that
right.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, bro. You see me on the video. Don't get your nose busted. Don't get your nose busted, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Right. But
I like that.
Next caller. Who we got? Next caller.
Flip, your mic is open.
Hey, how y'all doing, Miss Sharon Tracy? How's everybody?
What up, man?
Hey, not much, man. Hey, I just want to congratulate you on a great event, and I definitely wanted to address the subject at hand. I got to agree with the caller that said that earlier. It's like, you know, that whole back and forth deal, what just happened. I mean, I've been a victim of that, too, you know, falling into the you know, the whole, you know, crap talking deal. And a lot of times, a lot of racers just want to race, and that's it. But to add to that, you know, me and Tony Bonds had a race locked in. The car broke, okay? Didn't show up. He paid punk out money. Now, this is where it gets tricky. I'm talking to Tony himself. I'm not talking to nobody else. I'm talking to Tony, the owner of the car. I said, hey, Tony, you know the fans want to see a show. I tell you what, I'll try Rambo, but I'm going to try Rambo heads up. He says, I don't really think I can do that. I said, I tell you what, man, we ain't even got to do it for nothing crazy. Let's just do it for the punk out money that you just paid me. Because in the end, the fans want to see a show. He said, you know what, man, I'll do that. Why? Because it ain't a big thing for me to lose, and at the end of the day, all I'm going to lose is another 500. See, I ain't trying to buy a race. I'm just trying to make action. And he understood that, and he respected that. The only thing that happened is, hell, he ended up catching two races better than what I offered him, and we ran out of time. A lot of times what's killing the grudge game is people trying to get these for sure things, which if you've been in any grudge race, ain't shit for sure, except you might take the light in hell. Sometimes that ain't even sure. But what kills the game a lot is people trying to buy races or make a pot too big where, you know, you can't go out and get, you know, three or four people to put in a $4,000-$5,000 pot for you. Sometimes, man, my deal is growing up watching Greg racing. Shit, a lot of times Greg racing started with $200-$300, you know, or let's just run for $500. Let's keep it, you know, not friendly, but shit, let's just keep it manageable. Hell, where you ain't betting your damn, you know, mortgage note, or you don't look back on that race and say, damn, that was $5,000 that I just messed up, you know. I could have fed, you know, 10,000 kids in Africa with $5,000, you know. It's like sometimes we get out of hand because we trying to beat on our chest and see who's bigger and who's not, when in reality, if there are no people sitting in the stands, there are no grudge races, and there are no nothing. And you can say what you want, but hell, if you ain't got nobody even standing on the street corner watching you race down the street, you ain't got nobody to really do it for. It's not like we do it for just us. We do it for the recognition as well. So sometimes, man, you just got to kind of back that deal down and say, you know what, like the guy told, like King B told the guy earlier, hey, man, you know, I ain't trying to do it for no 2,000 shit. Let's just do it for 1,500. And they said, cool, let's just do it for that. Sometimes, man, there's got to be a give both ways. I mean, you know, you ain't going to want to just get punked out on your bet, but, hell, you ain't trying to bet more than you can afford to lose at the same time. And a lot of times people need to respect that. And people also need to respect the fact that, like Debo said, you ain't taking off nothing. Shit, you see a car sitting with big tires and wheelie bars, you going to try it. And I use Tony Bonds as an example. Shit, he see a car sitting with big tires and wheelie bars, hell, he going to try it. End of discussion. Let's get in the lanes. The only reason why we didn't make action is because they found two more races before that. I mean, that's kind of what could further grudge racing instead of setting it back, because too many people, like Pop said on Friday, man, too many people in this game afraid to take an ass whooping. Hell, I done got my ass beat by Cornbread. I done got my ass beat by King B. And, hell, I got my ass beat by Cowboy. You know what I'm saying? In a fucking foot race. So, obviously, I'm not afraid to take an ass with him, but guess what? I'm going to live to run another foot race, and I'm going to live to take another race, because guess what? I never put nothing out there more than I was willing to lose. And that's something we need to remember when we out here doing this shit, is that you just can't, you know, you can't be trying to throw it all on black and bet everything you got. Sometimes you just got to throw a little bit out there and see what happens, man. You can't just bet it all, because if you do, that's where all these hard feelings and all that other stuff comes from, is when you know you had no business betting that $2,000 when you should have just bet $500. I mean, that's my take on the deal, Tracy.
Okay. All right, man. Well said. I appreciate that. Okay. Who we got next? Pro Stock Joe, I think you might be open.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You ain't Pro Stock, are you saying something? I can't hear you. Is he saying something? If he is, I can't hear him.
No, Pro Stock isn't saying anything. Pro Stock Joe.
Yeah.
He may have switched over, Tracy.
Okay, what other hand he at?
214-5663. Your mic is open. They're not paying attention.
Yeah, hello.
Who's that?
I closed that mic. They weren't paying attention. Right.
Okay,
and
go to the next.
Somebody needs to mute their phone. Cliff, your mic is open.
Okay, you're not standing up.
Okay, you don't have any more hands up right now. You don't have any more hands up.
Okay, Pro Stock Mike was off, you say? Okay.
Pro Stock Mike is open.
Okay, well, maybe he's on a line like that. Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey.
Tracy, I think that's somebody that needs to mute their phone. Go on. Go ahead. Go on.
Okay, man, that's like what Deb was saying, man, you know, and that's what that's some of the stuff I hear. Somebody, you got to mute that noise. I mean, somebody mute your mic. Your mic is open. It's got a lot of static going. And that's just what, you know, what my thought was, man, and what Flip failed was a lot of it, man, is you know, it's people sometimes like BET come down here, and every time he come down here, he say the same thing, but there were 19, 20 races. So the statement they won't race, they will race because it was evidence, it was shown people were racing. You're not always going to come over here and get the race you might want to get, you know, but people will race. And some of the races, like he was saying, some of the races sometimes will stop them and sometimes it's the money. And, you know, I think that's why sometimes I think the game be changing in some aspects because it's the money. If we go to this race and we want to race and we want to make action, B said it good. He done took 3 ass whoopings, even 1 on feet, but he was making action. So, you know, and it don't have to always be for the 2,000 or 3,000 or 2,500. Man, if you don't feel like you can win or you questionable, sometimes just to make the action to get out there, sometimes, man, do it for less. If that guy that thinks he can beat you, to feel like he won't drop down and do it for the 500 or do it for the $1,000, man, he leaving home. If he feel like he ain't win and he can't get the 25, hey, he can get the 1,000. Why walk away from getting the 1,000? And you can make action. The fans get to see some good. You get to get a little money and make it race, make a race out of it. Or just make it free passes. So it's just one of them things, man. You hear a lot, again, back to the people when you put money up, when promoters put money up for these shows, we do it to try to give the fans something to see. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted Pro Stock to talk on his topic. Why? What is it when you hear people say it, about the money, about the money, about the money, and you put this money here there for these folks and they don't grab it? It's just one of the things that's concerned. There's a lot of ways you can make action. There's a lot of ways I personally see the game taking some changes, some for the good. And the best thing that I can see about the game today is it shows that people are able to talk to people across the country and make more action and travel to different places. I think that adds to the game, adds to the excitement, adds to making people, giving people more exposure across the country versus where it was 5 years ago. It was all mostly just local stuff. When I say local, I mean Texas, mainly state in Texas, you know, other states, you know, they were doing their thing. But now, hey, people are venturing out. I think that's a change, and I think that's a change for the better. So, you know, that's what I wanted to talk about, and that's some of the stuff people call and people wonder, what is it all about? It's about the sport, it's about the money, and it's about making action and what we could do to try to continue to make this game a bigger and better part and to get folks off your back like BET and so many people from the other side of the country. Really, guys, I'm going to say it because this is the way I see it, it's my opinion, and I can speak it the way I want to. If you're from Texas and you're from East, those are the most biased goddamn people you could ever run into. They are the most biased. because Texas is like a little island to the folks. And so they're never going to think that we do it worth the shit, but they come over here and they get their ass beat, and then they want to goddamn holler back like what B said, you was out of class. Well, he may be out of class, but that man took a chance and betted his money. But I'm not going to say they're not going to come back. But, man, Texas got a hell of a lot of races. Guys in Texas real quick. So we got to keep those that's far from us to quit thinking that, hey, people in Texas won't race. Well, they will. And I guarantee you, you're going to see it come July 4th and 5th in San Antonio Raceway, Virginia, World Bridge. There's going to be a lot of people down there, and there's going to be a lot of people trying to make races. So in that aspect, man, I think it's just work in progress. We're going to see some changes going to be good. We're going to see some changes going to be bad. But overall, I think we just got to keep working in some kind of way to make the game better and bigger. And especially, in my opinion, what I always try to aim to do is I like to try to get guys here in Texas that a lot of folks don't know about. I want folks to know about a lot of people here in Texas. You can leave Texas and get out there and you hear people conversation, you bring up a car and people don't hear about them. Out here, we hear about a hell of a lot of those heavy hitters out there because, you know, they move around so much so you get to hear about them. That's my deal is I'm aiming to try to make it possible where some of these guys that got some good cars here in Texas may be known on a national level. To get some national recognition for some of these guys where your name will be at the end of the year, be mentioned up there with some of the top guys in the country. So that's a change that I feel for the better, and that's a change that I'm always trying to push for, good, bad, or worse, a guy's trying to get some national attention because we're not a state out here by itself like the folks out yonder the ways think that we just an isolated group, and then outside of Texas, we're not shit. With that said, man, if we don't have another hand up, man, we're coming up on that one. Sharon,
you
we
got
another hand up. If somebody
want to
elaborate on that, they can go ahead.
You got one more hand up.
B-Red,
your mic is open.
How you doing, Tracy?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, we had a good time at your show, brother. We really did. And we appreciate how you treated us out there that day. And we're kind of in agreement on a lot of things that you said. We would like to see this get to be a bigger and better thing, but, you know, change, a lot of people fear change. I don't fear change. The people I roll with, we don't fear change. Change is a good thing. If it ain't changing, it's dying. So it's good to see some of the changes, but like you said, the biggest change in this game has just been the money. You know, for years, there was only a handful of guys who had the money to build big cars, and about the time that you was coming up in the mid-90s and 80s, you know, we all know what. It was a lot of plentiful money around, but still those guys wasn't building cars like they're building them now. I mean, some of the money is just astronomical. So, and that aspect of it I think is good because everybody wants to go faster, and that's just a good thing for the fans. And I think that collectively we all pushing for the same thing, and I think that we're going to continue to work to try to get it to go in a bigger and better direction. And with that, you have a good evening.
Okay, man, appreciate it. That's one thing, you know, I think I spoke to your camp about, you know, around here, a lot of folks around here know you, but what I be trying to get and try to explain to you, man, when you go out there, we want people to go out there and talk about that car in Texas. Just for instance, prime example, Birdland was a car when I first started going east, and I talked to people. He said, who is that? Who's that? I talked to the Birdman and I explained to him, and you know, I can try to get to what y'all know on the level. You have to move around in order to do so. They did. They stepped up. They moved around. At the end of the year, you know that it was the most feared car in the country, in the world. Just because now they travel outside of the state of Texas, they went to Florida. They went to Louisiana. They went to Rockingham, North Carolina. Folks on the other side of the country, they was able to see that car. Same thing with the Jefferson High. Those guys are always travel. Same thing with the tree man. You know, same thing with a lot of these guys with a small car like Troy, a small car like Blind Eye. You know, they travel. Tony Stone travel. We need folks to get to know you, and that's what we want to do with some. some of these Texas cars to get some national attention at the end of the year when they be putting the awards out there and people mention all these different guys in these different classes. We don't want to have just two or three Texas cars named being mentioned. We want a slew of Texas cars. As big as this state is, there's a hell of a lot of cars in Texas named to be mentioned when it comes to that national level. And that's one thing that I aim and I push for, man, is try to help Texas cars get some national attention, because I believe they deserve it, and I believe they can handle some of them cars on a national level. In my opinion, I believe that, you know, we got some cars to run to them, but, hey, we just sometimes got to move around. So I believe with that said, man, if anybody have anything else to say or want to add to the comment, they can. If not, we can do last final comment. Get out of here. Anybody
hand
go up, Shane?
Yeah, okay. You got two hands that went up.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Thank you. Your mic is open. Thank you.
What up,
your mic is open. It may have been by accident. Bushnell, your mic is open.
What's up,
Bushnell? Congratulations. Congratulations. You did your thing, bro.
Yeah, I ain't done yet, man. I'm looking for some more action, man. What y'all been on this railroad? I missed the whole show, man. I've been trying to get in for about an hour, man, because I was in these mountains and shit, so my phone wasn't reaching back in there. When I did, got from out the mountains and shit, and hell, I've been trying to call the show for an hour, man. I missed the whole show.
It's hard to get in, man. It just fell up, man. It's just hard to get in.
Ain't nobody talking about doing that?
Huh?
Ain't nobody talking about doing this?
Well, some guy was on here talking about doing something. I think he was on 2010. I believe Ken was on 28, I believe, or 29. He was talking about doing something.
Who?
But he actually looking for somebody out of the north, though. He wasn't looking for nobody around here. He's looking for somebody for the World Brothers National that's coming from the East Coast. We got guys here that be from the East Coast. These guys want to put attack on their butt.
What difference does it make from the north side of East? It don't make no damn difference.
Well, he's on here as a Ken. So Ken, are you still up here?
That was Brandon looking for him.
Brandon, why am I talking? Brandon, you still on here?
Dr. Spencer's not a boss, so I'm looking for some goddamn action.
Brandon's on here.
Dropped off, unless you want me to try to, I can try to get him back on.
Well, don't worry about it. He dropped off. I guess he said he was on another line, so we won't worry about it. We're gonna go down and, man, get ready to get out of here. We're up on that hour, so we're going to go down and let you find the comments, and we're going to get out of here.
Okay, Bushnell, final comment.
Racist fans, and all y'all, man, see y'all at some tracks.
Be Red, final comment.
Good show, Trey. Good show.
Mm-hmm. Cliff, final comment.
Hey, great show. Love it. Everybody just keep it grudging. And remember, man, just keep it simple. Shit, we can make more action that way.
Debo, final comment. Debo. Hater Shaker, final comment.
Great show, Tracy. Hey, man, I am going to be pushing on this end, man, for us to start moving around a little bit, man, and start traveling a little bit, man. So I got a few guys on the team over here. They're ready to move around. So you're going to be looking at us, man, moving around a little bit.
Max, final comment. Oh, sorry,
Doobie,
final comment.
Good show, Tracy.
All right. Smooth, final comment.
I'd like to say, good show. Y'all keep it grudge. BT, I got you tomorrow, baby.
T-Mac, final comment.
Good show.
Was BET right. on your phone, T-Mac?
Yeah.
Is he still on?
BET.
Yeah, I'm here.
Give me your final comment, BET.
Y'all tune in tomorrow, goddammit. I gotta go down on me some nightmare ass tomorrow. Y'all tune in, goddammit. I'm a wild out on y'all, motherfucker. So get ready, buddy. 347-857-3373.
That's 347-857-3373. 5 o'clock.
All right. Thank you, final comment.
So, Tracy, man, I enjoyed the weekend we had down there, getting a couple races we had. All I say is bring more. We look at
the back. All right.
King B, final comment.
Keep the grill and testing y'all at the track. Oh, yeah, B, better watch out, man. You know I rep with my city, man, so you might want to slow down over there. Be on that show.
It's on you, Tracy.
Hey, man, I want to appreciate once again, man, appreciate everybody for coming out. Had a great weekend, man. Wasn't hardly any accidents, man. Hey, a good night of racing, man. That's what it's all about. People had a lot of fun. I want to say thank you once again. And then when I mentioned about, you know, the game of travel and moving around and getting national attention, where Texas, a lot of Texas guys' name be mentioned in the hat, this is the thing that, in my opinion, I think will be a good thing. Man, if you got some guys to go and want to go, sometimes you get expenses. Sometimes you might can reach out there and get a little help. And if you can't get a little help, sometime, man, if you want to go, man, team up with a guy that want to go, and everybody chip in, and let's try to take a car and go out here and try to be recognized, try to help this guy get recognition. Sometimes it's just what you got to do to be a part of the game on a national level. You got to team up, and we got to help each other. Because trust me, we can say what we want to around here, but when Texas leads the state of Texas, I don't give a damn. It's going to be both by state against just Texas. And that's just the way it rolls. Like it or not like it, that's the way it rolls. It's going to be that way. That ain't going to change because, in my opinion, again, they look at us as a state that's way out here by ourselves. So, guys, I'm going to say this. I'm welcome to chip in where I can. If some folks want to go to certain shows, certain places out of state somewhere to try to help get some recognition, vice versa. You know, I think it's just something that we have to try to do, try to help each other, to try to make some of these trips, try to get some of the folks, to try to help us make some
trips.
Texas will be known across the country. When this game is going in the next 4 or 5 years, I want people to say, just
hey,
like
that,
Who mic is that? Somebody need to close their mic.
I have no idea.
Sold the mic, she's not showing. So, guys, just to close the show out, man, I just want to put that out and let it be on folks' mind. Guys, hey, we're going to have a great year of grudge racing ahead of us. The game is getting bigger. The game is getting better. And that's the change I see. It's getting bigger. It's getting better. And let's make Texas races be known nationally. And let's continue doing what we do until next weekend. Man, everybody have a nice, safe weekend. And talk to you next week. And keep it grudge, baby. Be safe. Good night.